Praise God. God, we bless your name and we thank you for this day. Thank you for the power that you've given us. And with this power, we decree and we declare that we are the blessed of the Lord. We decree and we declare that there are no accidents in life, for everything is purpose, and you even give us the power to call these things into being, Father God. We decree and declare that we are victorious in everything we do, where we walk, in school, on our jobs, in our homes, and in our community. We are victorious. We decree and we declare that our ears are always open to hear what God is saying, what you're saying, God, in the wind, Father God, even in the weather, Father God. We are open to hear what you have to say, God, and we welcome your voice. We decree and we declare that we walk in this earth as God's, with God's excellent name, living in us, moving through us, and even stamped on us. Amen. We decree and we declare that we walk by faith and not by sight. For what we believe is yea and amen, because we are of God and he is of us. We decree and declare that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of. Now, Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly language. Amen.
Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. As thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Bless mommy and daddy and the whole world. In Jesus' name, amen. And bless the Lord for the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for just letting us be here. Thank you for giving us these days to please you and just to praise you. And Sunday and Wednesday, thank you for all your the heavenly angels that you give us to watch over us and our heavenly angels for cars, for our houses. Thank you for protecting us, and thank you for giving us the chance just to be here on earth and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for the day. Thank you for everything you put into my body. Thank you for all the food. Thank you for the house that you provided for us. Thank you for letting us breathe there. Thank you for everything in this world, Father God. Lord, I thank you for everything that you've done for us, and in your mighty name I pray. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you that we could all gather here and praise your name together, God. God, I thank you for all the youth that couldn't be here, God. I thank you that you continue to move through them. And I thank you for our bishop and pastor, God, as they travel and as they go. And God, I just thank you for the children, God. I thank you for our parents that you sent to watch over us, God. I thank you for the angels that you have placed over our lives and over our houses and over everything, God. I thank you that we can all be here and pray to you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And Father God, I just thank you for this evening. I thank you that we can all come together to pray, you know, to you and for your people. I thank you for Jehovah Rapha, you being Jehovah Rapha, and healing all those that's on the sick and shut in list. Mike Mills, Ray J. Baker, Paul and Kevin Nesbitt, Olivia Castillo, Pamela Washington, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Minister Stephen Bostick, Ronald Blake, Marcus Fugate, Prophetess Tamalyn Hodge, Mother Dorothy Myers, Pernell Applewhite, Sade Wilson, the family of Aisha Cooper, Frank Tucker, the slaves in Libya. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in being a yes in ministries and globalizing the prophetic, which we all are a part of. I thank you for their leadership. I thank you for the knowledge that they continue to pour into us. I thank you for the First Family, Jordan Legacy, and all the legacies that's on the line. I thank you for mothers, the mothers worldwide. I thank you for Mother Jordan and Mary Jordan. I thank you for just covering the entire world, Lord, with your peace, grace, love, mercy, and joy. I thank you for Shekinah, Pastor Mascarene Cohen and Shekinah. I thank you for Prophetess Barbara Tucker and her team. I thank you for just blowing a fresh wind on each and every family represented on this call, all the partners, all the new guests. I love you, Lord, and I give you all the honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Father God, we walk by faith and we walk not by sight, Father God. We don't fear, for God, you are with us and you are a comforter. No matter who tries to come up against us, what situations come up against us, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for we shall not fear. You tell us time and time again, do not fear. Whether it be in situations of earth or spirit, you give us strength to be overcomers. Yes, we are overcomers in you. We are more than overcomers. Actually, we are triumphant, and we thank you in every situation. We step into that faith, Father God, that our eyes see what our natural eyes won't see, and we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for revealing the things of the earth that the enemy will try for evil, but we thank you, God, for you have turned these situations around already, and we give you the praise. We thank you for everybody that's on this line associated, Father God, standing in the gap for their families and their friends, their mothers, their children, their daughters, Father God, and we stand with them for healing, for protection, for deliverance, for salvation. We thank you for awakening in each and every one of us and revealing yourself, Father God. We thank you for the unity of marriage, Father God, the strengthening and the building, Father God. We thank you for each and every one of our leaders in the ministry, Father God, that you continue to move through them with a powerful word, Father God. And even though they might shake like a palm tree to the left of or to the right, Father God, we know that you have them planted in the word, Father God. Thank you for our government, Father God, because we're seeing the turnaround that you're revealing even there, God. We thank you for open doors. We thank you for job opportunities. We thank you for your love and your grace in this hour. Thank you even for Prophetess Alice Jackson, Father God. Touch her that she has a peaceful rest even on tonight, Father God. I thank you for continuing to bless Archbishop and Pastor Jordan. We give your name always the praise for assigning them to us and us to them, Father God. We thank you for life, every breath, every movement in our body and our eyes again to see your glory, God. Giving your name always the praise. Amen and amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Father God, we just thank you for another day coming to your presence, Lord, with praise and thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for the strength that you give us from day to day. Father, we thank you for enlarging our territories. We thank you for the opportunity to be here on this line to praise your name and to give you thanks. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for the legacy of the Jordan family and every legacy that's represented on this line. Father, I thank you for the prayer request for every name that's been uttered, even those that haven't been uttered. Father, we cover them all in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for open doors of opportunity. Father, I thank you as you begin to elevate and keep us moving in your glory and in your light. Father, I thank you for that opportunity. Father, I thank you for family legacy. I thank you for family marriages. I thank you for opportunities that will empower us with your word. Father, I thank you for the men and women that serve in this country so diligently. Father, I thank you for keeping their families at perfect peace. Father, I thank you for the presidential office. I thank you for giving them wisdom, our president. Father, I thank you for giving wisdom to the cabinet and every member in the political arena. Father, I thank you for covering us from the north, south, east, and west. Father, I thank you for prosperity that will never cease. I thank you for joy and laughter that will always be our portion. Father, I thank you for restoration and debt cancellation. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Isaiah 61, verse 10 and 11. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for allowing us to gather together in unity, in love, in your peace, in your righteousness, Lord. I thank you for the stand. I thank you for the commitment that we're showing forth to represent your kingdom. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be the willing vessels to be kingdom builders. And now, Lord, I'm lifting up the names of Meek Mill unto you. I'm lifting up the name of Prophetess Aisha Cooper and Prophetess Karen Monroe. Thank you, Lord, for her healing and healing her family as well. Lord, I thank you for watching over Prophet Michael Ellis and what you're doing in his mother's life right now. Lord, I thank you for Prophetess Barbara Tucker. I thank you for Prophetess Darlene Gray. And I thank you also, Lord, for Prophetess Joyce Hartley and each and every prophet and prophetess that is on this line right now, the twins, Prophetess Olivia and Prophetess Olympia. And Lord, if I have forgotten someone, please don't charge it to my head, but don't also charge it to my heart. Lord, I thank you for everything that you're doing. I thank you for the safe travels of our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, as he does his teachings in the state of Ohio. Thank you, Lord, for covering him and each pastor within the church community, Lord. And thank you for covering Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and the entire household of the Jordans and each and every fledgling on the line as well. Thank you for the future generations that have decided to stand and be firm with your word. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for this time of gathering. We thank you for the prophets, the prophetess. We thank you, Lord God, for them, Lord God, coming together. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for you just beginning to do a move even on these telephone lines of, Lord God, of prayer, Lord, prophetic prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Archbishop. We thank you for Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for the leader even of the prayer line, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for doing a great move in this time. God, we thank you for the fledglings, Lord God, for praying too, Lord God, on behalf of people and for their families and their mothers, Lord God. We thank you for the amazing things you're doing in their life. We thank you, Lord God, for those even on the company of prophets, Lord God, Prophet Joyce Hartley. We thank you, Lord God, for Karen Monroe, Lord God, and Prophet Anthony Harris, and many of them, Lord God, that are in the prophetic order. We thank you for just doing great things in their life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening them in good seasons and bad seasons. We thank you, Lord God, for healing those that may need to be healed in their body. And Lord God, we thank you for healing them in their mind, their spirit, and also their soul. And we thank you, Lord God, for catching them, for catching up with your word of healing through your healing scriptures, Lord God, and just embracing it and accepting it, Lord God, if it's your will, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We also thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, even for those that may need to be, that just want to be touched tonight, Lord God, just to hear a prayer, Lord God, or just feeling lonely or whatever it may be. Just touch them even on the prayer line, Lord God, tonight. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty and powerful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen, Father God. We give thee our honor and praise, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for restoration, O God. We thank you, dear Lord, for creativity, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for ordering our step, O God. We thank you, God, that we and you are one, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that we can decree and declare things in our life. Dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for teaching us how to prosper, O God. We thank you, God, for making us the head only, Jesus, O God. Thank you, God, for this midnight cry, dear Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for protection, O God. We thank you, God, for possibilities in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the overflow, O God. We thank you, God, for this season of the push, O God. We thank you, God, for complete completing things in this season, dear Lord, oh God. We thank you, God, for our children, the fledglings. We thank you, God, for blessing them, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for keeping them, oh God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection around them, oh God, as they go to and from school, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for even when they're in the midst of other children, God, and helping them to not be, nobody bully them, oh God. We thank you, God, for letting them catch on to even to their work and school quickly and swiftly, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for even the shedding and all the people, the names of the prophets and the people that was on the list. God, we thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those, oh God. We thank you, God, for healing power, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for clarity in our lives, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. We thank you, God, that no one can pluck us out of your hands, dear Lord. We thank you, Jesus, oh God, for even helping those who don't know you to just come to you, God, and give their hearts to you, God, and do the will that you would have for them to do in their lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for being a hope among the communities that was affected by any devastation, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for granting them unshakable peace, oh God. We thank you, God, for your loving power, God. We thank you, God, for flexibility, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for favor. And we thank you, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you give us, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that you make a way out of no way, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that we praise you, God, and we praise you all our soul. And, God, while we live here, we will always continue to praise you, O Lord. We thank you, God, Almighty One. And we thank you, God, for being our healer and being our deliverer, O God. We thank you, God, that we may decrease while you increase in our lives, O God. We thank you, dear Lord, for bringing us out of the darkness and into your marvelous light, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for finishing what you have started in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for breaking generational curses, dear Lord. We thank you, God, and in your holy name, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus, oh God, for traveling mercies. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, and sea. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe wherever we may be. And we thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us free from harm to our bodies and to our soul, God, and supporting us with your grace and reminding us of your presence and your love, oh God. And we thank you, God, for giving us a clear way, Jesus, oh God. We move forward into this season of push, God. And we thank you, God, for letting us be in your holy will and directing our minds towards your commands, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for filling our hearts with your light and with your love, oh God, so we can continue to do what you called us to do, dear Lord. We thank you, Almighty One, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for letting our enemy scatter, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for renewing strength, renewing energy in our lives. We thank you, dear Lord, for our health and our strength, dear Lord. And we thank you, Almighty God, for all the leaders, God. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophet Deborah Jordan, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for over the world, directing them in their lives and in the lives of your people, Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, for helping them to accomplish your plan and proclaim your name all in the earth, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, again for protecting us, your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, all around us, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the merciful name, oh God, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. Great peace have we because we love your law and nothing shall offend us. Lord, we bless you for our children on the call tonight. We cover them with the mighty blood of Jesus. We speak strength and protection over them, Lord God. We stir every gift that's laying dormant in them, Lord God. We decree and declare that a fresh anointing of protection and an anointing for excellence begins to fall upon them even now. Lord, we decree and declare that you will begin to bless them even in school. Lord, cause them to excel in academics, excel in arts, excel in sports. Ashikuraba, let your anointing fall upon them even now. And we decree and declare divine protection over them. Lord, use them for your glory in the name of Jesus. Ashikurabasata, let your peace keep their hearts and minds stayed upon you. We decree peace. Let it rest upon them, Lord. Let them experience the joy that can only be found in your presence. Father, your anointing destroys every yoke of bondage. We break the power of the enemy that would harass them and torment them. Every generational curse is destroyed, and we lift them into the glory of God as you would begin to use them even at a young age, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Cause them to hunger even the more for your presence and for the things of God. We decree it so in the mighty name of Jesus. Cause them to be a strength and even a help to their mother. Lord God, use these children, we pray, as never before, God. Let their gifts become more evident. Even to them, we glorify your name for them, God. We rebuke every negative influence in their life. We rebuke every bad influence, every negative friendship, every pretentious friend. We curse the very works of darkness that would assail them in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory and honor and praise. Forever and ever. And we thank you, Lord God, for everyone on this call. We bless every home that's represented. We release your holy oil to flow through every fiber of their being. Lord, you said, if there's any sick among us, let them call for the elders. Father God, we decree and declare that there is no sickness unto death. We rebuke every spirit of infirmity. We drive out the spirit of flu and influenza. We curse the spirit of pneumonia, heart conditions, kidney conditions, arthritis, asthma, respiratory issues, Lord God, stomach digestive issues, Lord God. Heal, we pray. Every stress and strain, we break it now. We rebuke bipolar disease. We rebuke schizophrenia. We rebuke every tormenting spirit. We command your people to be loosed. Let the peace of God stir their minds. Keep their hearts and minds through you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every torment, every demon that would torment them, even in their dream space, we rebuke it now. Lord God, every generational curse is broken. The blood of Jesus flows even now, flowing and repairing everything broken in our lives, repairing every wounded spirit, every broken arabasha, every broken heart. Lord God, every childhood injury, every childhood trauma, we command healing now. Every wounded emotion, God, let it be healed at the root. Let it be healed at the root, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare healing in the families, healing from addiction,
healing from every trauma, healing from every abuse. Heal every marriage. Oh, God, strength come from your sanctuary. Oh, Rabaka Sheta Labaseta. God, mind, body, every seven bodies, mind, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies, let them be healed from every painful memory, God. We decree it so, God, in the name of Jesus. Restore us, Lord, to our original state of peace, our original state of wholeness, our original state of order and meekness. Lord God, every root of bitterness, we rebuke it now. Every root of rebellion, we cast it out in the net of Osheta in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let your peace abide, for we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and we abide under the Sheraba, under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you're our refuge, you're our fortress, and you're our God. In you we trust. Lord God, surely you will not cause us to be snared by the fowler and the noisome pestilence. For 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we see and behold the reward of the wicked, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you for peace. We thank you for wholeness, and we thank you for victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. People of God, we bless you in the name of the Lord. We thank each of you for being on the call. We thank each and our fledglings, our beautiful children. We bless them. Amen. And we want to continue to encourage them. Amen, in the things of God. And we thank you, young prophetess Danielle, for taking the lead and coordinating our young people. Lord, bless you mightily, sweetheart. Amen. Be encouraged in the things of God. Amen and amen. And we want to thank each of you for being on the call. Amen, all 94 of you. Amen. We ask that you remain to hear the conclusion of the whole matter and govern yourselves accordingly to the following announcements. Amen. Join Archbishop Jordan, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday, for a live conference call and teaching. Amen. The Mystical Power of the Push is a work that was published and written by our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, and they've been teaching out of that book, and it has been life-changing. I tell you, that's what we're doing. We're pushing, amen, in the spirit. We're pushing towards your breakthrough. We're pushing towards your miracle. We're pushing towards your healing. And this book is a powerful work. Amen. And the $88 seed, amen, will get that ebook in your possession. Amen. Next, we have the Supernatural Manifestation Prophetic Revival, January 21st through the 31st. 10 days, amen, of heaven on earth. Amen. Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Saturday, 12 noon, and then Sunday, 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with the Master Prophet, Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, and Prophet Samson Amateng from Ghana and the UK. Amen. Govern yourselves according. You don't want to miss this powerful move of God, which will lead us right into preparation for prophecology. Amen and amen. Also, Pop Life Radio. Join a live conference call, 12 noon, Monday through Friday. amen, at the same number. Amen. The prophets are gathering and they're being interactive with the partners, and they're asking and answering questions regarding prophecology as well as the prophetic order. If you feel a calling into the prophetic order, this is an opportunity to have questions answered and get the information on how you might be trained under the master prophet. Amen. 8 p.m., Prophet Joshua is teaching out of his heart, powerful teaching with the company of prophets on that call Monday through Saturday. Amen and amen. You don't want to miss it. Also, sow your seed. Let's continue these calls. Let's continue to expand. Amen. By sowing your seed, you help defray the expense of these conference calls, and you allow us to continue to show up and be a yes and stand with you for your miracle. In addition to that, this is Pastor Deborah's birthday month. Amen. And we're asking that you sow a gift, a love gift of $58, $158, $258, whatever denomination of 58 resonates with you, $1,058, $2,058, $5,058, whatever the Lord has laid upon your heart to bless the woman of God. Amen. Sow out of your substance. Amen. And see if the anointing that's upon her life begin to rest upon your life. Amen. Text to give, text pastor at 646-762-0433. Again, you want to text pastor at 646-762-0433. And for those that are attending Prophecology February 23rd through the 26th, you must register to secure your room and to secure your place at the conference. Amen. Even though you are in the Book of the Month Club, for Book of the Month 3, you need to register. Amen. Time is of the essence, and the clock is winding down. Go to www.prophecology.com and register at that site. Amen and amen. Also, submit your prayer request at PastorDeborahDuerden.com. Amen, and let us continue to intercede on your behalf. And join us again for another Midnight Cry at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Company of Prophets, did I miss anything?
No, you covered everything, Prophetess, darling.
Yes, you covered everything.
Thank you so much. And once again, I want to salute and honor each of you, Company of Prophets, for continuing to be a yes, continuing to stand, continuing to intercede. You're all over the map. You're all over the country. You're some of you are overseas, but you're coming to these calls and you're standing. Amen. You're standing for the people of God. And know that as you stand for the people of God, God will continue to stand with and for you, for your breakthrough as well. Amen and amen. Love you to life. Amen. People of God, we thank you and we bless you in the name of the Lord. And Pastor Deborah thanks you for your stand, for being a yes. Amen. Many of you have to get up early in the morning, but you set your alarms to be on these calls. And we honor you and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful Saturday. God bless.